What it do, y'all? It's your girl Tina with an H, back with another episode of In Your 20s. Today, we are so lucky, so fortunate. If you guys could only see the amount of times we had to reschedule this episode, you'd probably be like, how did you guys not give up? But I think it proves just how strong our friendship is that we were able to get this done. So everyone, please virtually or honestly do it in person, in the subway or in your car or wherever. Put your hands together for my good friend, Miss Sydney Snow.
Hey!
Woo! Woo!
We made it happen against all odds.
Sydney, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Tina?
I'm good. Guys, Sydney trekked in the snow. There was literally a snowstorm warning. And we did not think that this recording was going to happen.
I mean, classic New York fashion, it wasn't as bad as it said it was going to be. But, you know.
No, literally. And I still get calls from, like, Hoboken and the Hoboken mayor. Mm-hmm. And it was, like, a state of emergency and all this stuff. And that's why I texted Sydney being like, hey, not really sure what's going on because I don't watch the news. But let me know if you need us to reschedule. So we confirmed it at 2, we're in the studio at 5, and we're good to go.
Yes. It was a snowstorm that canceled it the second time, or the first time. I think one of the times I wasn't feeling well. But
one time you were sick, I think another time I was sick, and then there was also a weather thing.
Yeah.
Wow. Guys, fourth time's the charm.
Pretty much.
Sydney, to get us started before we talk about how we know each other and all of the things we're about to talk about today, how old are you and what's a random fun fact that you've learned in your 20s?
So I'm Sydney. I'm 25. And I'd say a lesson that I've learned in my 20s is that the FOMO will fade. I feel like I've learned that the most in this past, like, year. I feel like before I would say yes to doing everything just with the fear of missing out, basically. And now I feel like I've been able to say no more, you know? Like, I feel like I'm more of like a Friday night in type of person.
Yes! Self-care Fridays are the best days. The thought, we used to like work and then immediately go out. We'd be out of our apartments like pre-gaming with each other by 9.
And not even just on Fridays. Like on like a random Tuesday, we'd be like, so who wants to go get drinks? And I'd be like, so I needed that in my schedule 2 weeks ago.
No, they're like impromptu plans. Please don't ask me. Yeah. Just do it yourself. Guys, for background knowledge, Sydney and I met back in 2020. Sydney was living with one of my sorority sisters in Hoboken. Sydney's not from Jersey, not even from the East Coast. She's from all the way in Minnesota. What made you decide to come to good old Hoboken, of all places?
So I went to college in the city. I went to DePaul in Chicago, and I really liked living in the city, but I graduated in 2020. As you know, that wasn't the best time to graduate, but I moved home to Minnesota, and when I was home, I was like, I need to leave. It's like, I can't be here anymore. So I feel like I kind of just like took a leap of faith. I was like, I could go back to Chicago, but like, I want to do something different. So, I looked into living in, like, New York and stuff like that, but I feel like Hoboken kind of stuck out for me. It's just so cute, so homey, so, like, the neighborhood vibe. I feel like that's what I tell people about the most, and they're like, what is Hoboken about? I feel like I get that question all the time.
I do, too, and my response is always, it's the suburbs of New York, where it's, like, you're still going to get that city feel because all the apartments are so close together, and you have those beautiful, like, brownstone buildings, mm-hmm. but also, in Hoboken, people say hi to each other on the street.
Yeah.
They wave. They smile at you. In New York, it's head down, speed walk, and that's it. New York is not New York. New York is not friendly. Hoboken is the friendly one. I actually have two questions based off of that response. Mm-hmm. The first one is, do you ever regret moving out so quickly after college? Just because I know some of our friends who waited a year or 2 years have, like, savings.
Mm-hmm.
I can't speak on your financial well-being, but your girl's bank account is not looking too cute. The savings don't exist.
Yeah.
So is that the same for you?
I feel like a little bit, but at the back of my mind, like, I feel like the first year that I was in Hoboken was, like, one of the most fun. Like, we had so much fun. Like, back to the point where we were going out on random Tuesdays. Like, for what? I don't know. But we had so much fun. Like, I feel like I look back on that and I'm like, we had such a good time. So it was worth it, you know?
And we also weren't. It wasn't always just, okay, let's go to a bar or something, or let's go get dinner. We would just all go to someone's apartment and spend the entire day from, like, noon to midnight or even 2 a.m. and just hanging out. We'd get brunch, and then we'd say, okay, let's go and do this. And we'd just apartment hop sometimes, which was, Sydney's apartment was always karaoke central. And I miss that karaoke sheen with all of my heart. Ugh. Since you've moved out of that apartment. And my other question is, since, you know, we're talking about the big city and this is where dreams come to fruition, this leads me into the first topic of today's episode. Why 2K movies and what was real and what was fake about them? Do you think early 2000s movies, now I'm talking, that's a lot. There were a lot of movies that happened within that decade. But do you think that they might have skewed our perception of what New York in particular is like?
Oh, definitely. Like, I feel like every single Y2K movie, like, especially the ones where they're, like, glamorizing Grand Central Station, I'm like, what about this makes you want to, like, hug each other and kiss in the... Like, that place is the most stressful place I've ever been. And I'm not even kidding. Like, I want to get out of there as soon as I enter. I'm like, where is the nearest exit? Like,
please get me out of here immediately.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, all of the random scenes, like, there's some things about New York that are, I get it. Like, Central Park is cute. Like, you can have a cute date in Central Park.
Yeah.
But, like, the Grand Central Station ones are just the ones that get me. I'm like, okay.
And when, you know, you're going up the steps of Grand Central, I don't know if I've imagined this, but, and I haven't watched Gossip Girl in a long time, so no one quote me on this, but I'm just imagining when Serena Vanderwoodson is getting to, like, to the steps and she's waiting or something.
Looking
and she's
out.
Yes, she's... turns her, flips her hair, looks back, and there's Nate or whoever. Like, what was Penn Badgley's character's name?
Dan.
Yes. And yeah. Dan's over there just waiting for her, being like, Serena, no, don't go. I could totally be confusing my characters here.
Oh, so what were they all doing there?
Who in Grand Central?
Yes.
I don't, maybe they were going off to college. I don't even know. Another movie that talked about, well, every single movie I feel like talks about New York, but I was recently watching Cheaper by the Dozen.
Oh. And classic.
And Cheaper by the Dozen 2, Hilary Duff's character, she had just graduated from college. No, she graduated from high school, and she was about to go to college to become some big PR girly in New York. And all I could do was scream at my TV, because, guys, it streams on Paramount, not Paramount Plus. Ooh, wrong network. It streams on Disney Plus. I'm so used to saying streams on Paramount Plus that it just came out.
Little but, plug, but not
but,
really.
Yeah, you know. Cheaper by the Dozen 2 isn't on Paramount Plus, but there are other good stuff. Hashtag, I need my paycheck still.
He's like, please.
Yeah, just put that in there. But I fully, when I was in college, thought to myself, I am not going to live in New York. That's not my vibe. And then now being here, I'm like, wow, these movies really, really catfished all of us. Do you think there are any, what's like any, not a Y2K movie, but maybe like a DCOM, a Disney Channel original movie, that you think growing up has shaped you into the person you are today, like out of all of them? Because the first one for me that comes to mind is High School Musical. But I was a closeted theater kid because I never actually was a theater kid. But if you asked me to bust out the routine to any of those songs, I could probably do it right now.
No, yeah, I feel like my sister and I would do them all the time, and she would always say that she would get to be Gabriella because she has brown hair, and I was like, well, there's no redhead characters, and you'd be like, well, you have to be Sharpay, and at the time, I was upset, but now looking back, I was like, I had the best role. Like, I had the opportunity to really shine.
You did. She had, what, she had 2 spinoff movies?
Yeah.
Sharpay's Fabulous Adventures 1 and 2?
And all of her songs, like, she had some great solos. I mean, Gotta Go My Own Way was a good one.
That was Gabriella.
Like, no, I'm saying that Gabriella's one was okay, but I feel like there are more Sharpay ones that I'm like...
you're fist pumping too. Yeah. Like, humu humu nuku nuku abuwa. I don't even know if I said that right.
Of course. How could we forget?
And like with the, I literally have Lucas Gabriel's voice in my head right now. Ugh. Wait, so would you say you most resonate with Sharpay?
I feel like, but like that's not my personality. But no. I feel like, I don't know. Like I feel like at the time, like those movies were so good. Another movie that I feel like, it wasn't really. Like, it didn't really shape my personality, but I feel like was really pivotal was Lemonade Mouth. Great film. Not just a movie, a film.
Y'all, my eyes went wide. I said, oh, we need to unpack this.
I loved that movie.
Why did you like it? Don't get me wrong. I think it's a great, as you said, film. But what was your reasoning behind, like, this was a proper film, should have won an Oscar?
The soundtrack alone? I would listen to that. Through this day.
Hayley Kiyoko, Bridget Mendler.
Bridget Mendler? That's when we found out she could really sing.
That's
true. We're like, where has she been?
And what was the guy's name that rapped? It's Ryan.
Yeah. I can't remember his name, but he ate it. Ate it up. And there was also that guy with the red hair. I can't remember him either, but...
No, and there was the guy with the dark hair. Wow, guys, can you tell that we really... did not do... I can't research all of the Disney Channel original movies for this.
No. But, there's just too many.
So, Lemonade Mouth was probably one of your favorites.
And Camp Rock.
Okay. I recently watched Camp Rock.
Now it would make me cringe. Like, I think people could make it, like, a drinking game these days. And I'm not even kidding. Like, no, I've seen people do that. I think that's why it came to my mind. Because I feel like people on TikTok, they're like, okay, drink every time you cringe. And it's like, you can't. It's like instant.
Camp Rock is my anxiety medication. And I'm not even kidding. When I am like really nervous or freaked out, or I just need to calm myself down, like I can't listen to Tame Impala. And right now it's Victoria Monet that I'm listening to, or I'm watching Camp Rock. Because I'm like, all right, this is something that feels familiar. It's nostalgic. Yeah. This is what I can do. Don't give me no High School Musical where Gabriella is nervous to get on stage because that's just going to make me nervous too. Yeah. But Camp Rock, that one, I'm like, yes, I'm zen. For me, when it comes to DCOMs, one that stands out is probably Cheetah Girls.
Ooh.
One or two, because I think... For each character, I can resonate to differently. Dorinda, the whole, like, oh, I want to take any opportunity to dance. You know I love a good dance circle. Like, mm-hmm. I will bust out a move when I need to. Then you've got Aqua, who was just, she took her hot sauce with her everywhere. She's the reason why I always try to have, like, a mini little hot sauce.
Of course.
With me. Then, oh, my gosh, Chanel. That was Adrienne Bailon's character.
Yeah.
That's not even her last name anymore. Did you know she's married?
No.
She's married, and I think she has child.
She's with child.
I think there's a kid somewhere running around in her home.
Good for her.
Chanel, her relationship, well, both Chanel and what was Gabriella?
I already said her.
No, Gabriella, like Raven Simone's character.
Oh, yeah.
Gabriella, right?
Yeah.
Both of their relationships with their moms, I am really fond of. And at the end of the day, a lot of times people will count women out for whatever reason, but Cheetah Girls was so self-empowering. I was like, let's go.
They did it every time.
And even when people were trying to push them apart and whatnot, after they self-reflected, they got back on and realized, no, this is where I need to be. And that is a self-aware queen. So I don't know if I'm as self-aware just yet, but that movie definitely shaped me.
Yeah, I feel like all of them weren't really necessarily, like, personality-wise, but I feel like when I think of the movies or, like, the soundtrack, I, like, have a distinct memory with, like, every single one. Like, when you said the Cheetah Girls, I, like, remember being in, like, second grade and me and my friend, like, on New Year's Eve, like, dancing to their soundtrack. Like, just, like, such, like, distinct little things with each one, you know?
Mm-hmm, and that's the exact reason why, I mean, like, with Hannah Montana, I said Ye Doggies on an Instagram story the other day when I was drunk. And I literally looked at my story the next morning and I said, what in the Hannah Montana is this? Why did I post this? You know? But I was like, oh, like that's what, you know, we heard that so often from Billy Ray back in the day that it just came out it came out of my Twitter fingers and whatnot. But outside of the personalities and everything, I don't know about you, but I've got a bone to pick. A bone to pick?
Bone to pick.
Not a bone to pick. A bone to pick with Y2K rom-coms in particular, because I think it's skewed the way that we view romances today, especially knowing that we're in a more digital age. But also, like, you and your boyfriend, Matt, you guys, they met organically through friends. Do you want us to tell us a little
bit
about...
In this day and age?
I know. That's why I'm like, I'm honestly like, what the heck? Why couldn't that be me? Not with Matt, though. Matt, I love you, but no. Because Matt, guys, for reference, Matt and I have known each other since college. And then, like we were saying earlier, Sydney and I met right after college. So do you want to tell the story about how you guys met?
Sure.
Yes, let's hear it.
So as Tina was saying, my roommate used to go to school with Matt. And she, actually, should I tell the story about when we, like, were first actually, like, we actually spoke to each other? Or should I say when we met actually for the first time? Because that was actually at your apartment, if you remember correctly.
I don't, because that night is still a little blurry. I think I was... Someone was trying to hit on me, and I was like, please stop.
It was St. Patrick's Day for clarity, if that helps you remember.
2021, right?
Yeah.
Ah! Okay, can we just hear both? Because they're both so cute.
Sure. So, the first one was on St. Patrick's Day. Tina and her roommate at the time, Dina, were having people over, and I went there, and then Matt was there with some of your other friends, like Fitz and et cetera.
Yeah.
Shout out Fitz. Hi.
Hi, Fitz. He's probably not even going to listen.
Probably not.
Fake friend. I'm kidding. That might have to be edited out.
Hey, anyways. But, yeah, and then I remember we were all playing Jenga. And, well, Tina was not playing Jenga.
No, I was stuck in a situation.
She was stuck in a situation, and she is not a game girl. You weren't a game girl at the time.
No. Yeah, fun fact. I mean, not that fun for most people, but I absolutely hate all board games. The only game that I will willingly do is Uno. But now that I like to be inside a bit more, the games I'm starting to warm up to a little.
The girls are inside these days.
Yeah. But at the time, I said to them, have fun playing Jenga. I'll just be on my phone.
Yeah, but the situation was so bad, she almost decided to join in on a game. Anyways, so we, like, were introduced to each other then, and then my roommate at the time, Karen, was having a birthday party for one of her friends because, again, at the time, it was...
COVID.
Yeah, like, I guess it was, like, kind of ending. Like, there were some bars that were opening up a little bit, but, like, not really.
It was still back when, like, if you were comfortable, people would go to bars. If you weren't. And
some people got their first round of vaccines already.
Yes.
Like, things like that.
So we were feeling more, like, okay to go outside. Yeah. And also, because all of us weren't living with our parents, it was, like, the only people that were gonna possibly affect would be each other.
Yeah.
And we all kind of, like, came to the conclusion, okay, if we're going to hang out, like, we're dealing with that risk.
Yeah. Yeah, and basically all the people who lived in Hoboken anyways were all hanging out with our group every weekend. So, yeah, but then, of course, he was invited to the birthday party, and then we talked, and then you're just kind of talking from there on out.
Yeah, I was just going to say, there'd be sometimes we'd all be at the bars together, and then it would be like, oh, one of them's going home, and then the other one was like, okay, I'm going to walk them home, or vice versa, and we were like, oh, that's just so sweet, and then we were like, wait, something's happening, and was I the first person to ever take a picture of the two of you? Do you know what picture I'm talking about?
I do, because I think that was from either, like, right before we started dating, or right after.
It was one or the other.
Yeah.
But I am their photographer, guys. Yes. I was like, oh, they're a little tipsy. I can get a picture. Bam. And I don't think I sent it to you until, like...
For months.
Yeah.
You were like, hey.
Because they were so secretive about... Not, like, secretive, but you guys were very private about it and not really saying anything to us.
We're just not very much of, like, here's updates on our relationship type of people. Like, some people... Like, they'll go on a first date and be like, here's everything.
I am said people.
Well, and that's fine. Like, I feel like there's people who are very transparent, and then there's people who, like, won't tell you anything about their love life until they're, like, dating. Like, I think people who didn't know that I was, like, going on dates with Matt, didn't know that I was dating him until, like, we were official.
Yeah, until the hard launch.
Yeah.
I was going through, this is going to sound so sus, but I was going through your Instagram the other day because I was like, oh, let me go down memory lane with Sid and I. And
I should have left a comment. Should have said, hey.
I should have been like, oh, just hanging out, just stopping by your page. There was a, I think your first post together, I commented, hey, Matt, welcome to the feed.
No, literally.
Happy to have you here.
Everyone say, hey. Hopefully he's around for a while.
Well, you guys have been together now for 3 years?
Over 2.5 now. It's not 3 yet.
Not 3 in, like, July-ish.
Yeah, end of July.
I also have their anniversary in my phone somewhere. I'm, like, number one fan for you guys. So now that you've been together for 2.5 years, you guys have traveled quite a bit together, and you're about mm-hmm. to go on another trip. So you've been to Stockholm, you've been to Copenhagen. I don't even know what countries there. Stockholm's in Sweden.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Maybe I'm a little smarter than I'm leading on.
Look at you go.
Is Copenhagen in Denmark?
Yeah.
Hey! And now you're going to Tokyo later. Mm-hmm. Or, like, when this episode comes out, you're going to be in flying out to Tokyo.
Yeah.
Which is insane. How has it been, because you guys don't live together, how is it spending X amount of time with your significant other, like, mm-hmm. in a foreign country where it's only the two of you that know each other?
So I feel like that kind of goes back to, like, the Y2K movies where you're like, everything's going to be perfect. Like, we're going to be so happy the whole time. And it's like, yeah, like, trips are awesome. Mm-hmm. But, like, there's going to be things that come up where you're like, this is not going the way that I want it to go. Like, I am type A through and through. Like, if I could plan every second of my life, I would. I'm trying to be better about that. That's a goal for this year, okay. I would say. But, like, there's things you just can't prepare yourself for when you're traveling, especially in a different country where you don't, like, know where things are. Like, mm-hmm. when you go to, like, a museum, for example, and then you finish and you're like, okay, now what do we do?
Mm-hmm.
And there's kind of, like, an in-between phase where I feel like we kind of do balance each other well. Like, Matt is more of, like, go with the flow. Like, he's like, oh, like, let's just walk around and see if we find anything. And I'm like, well, I don't want to just wander in somewhere. What if we go eat somewhere and the food's awful? Like, I don't know. Like, we're both really different in that respect, but I feel like we complement each other well.
How long was your longest trip together? Was it 2 weeks?
The one in Copenhagen and Stockholm was, like, 1.5 weeks, okay. I'd say. Yeah.
So was that the longest that you guys have been, like, together basically 24/7?
Yeah, I'd say so.
And did either one of you want to be like, can you please get away from me for at least an hour? Like, go do your thing somewhere?
I think no. But I think, like, at the same time, we did activities where we weren't just, like, talking each other's ear off the whole time. Like, I feel like it's different where, like, if you're just, like, I don't know, like, sitting at dinner and you, like, have to talk. Not mm-hmm. have to talk, but, like, you're looking at each other face-to-face the whole time versus, like, we went on, like, a boat cruise. Like, things like that where, like, you're, like, in an activity, I feel like, make it really fun.
Do you think that with, like, being together for that amount of time, would you ever see it as kind of, like, oh, this is a mini trial run if we were to, like, move together? Even though, mm-hmm. granted, it's definitely different factors are involved. You're in a hotel or, like, you're in an Airbnb. You mm-hmm. can't just, you know, grocery shop and cook meals together mm-hmm. depending on the environment. But would you call it maybe, like, a trial run?
I'd say so. Like, you really get to see, like, how someone handles, like, different situations, mm-hmm. like, how people handle stress. Like, maybe I could be a little better at that, but where he's just like, oh, like, it's fine. I don't know. Like, I would say so. And then you kind of get to see how people, like, are with, like, spaces. Like, do they leave their clothes everywhere? Like, do they take... how long do they take to get ready? Like, things like that.
Mm-hmm. And if they're in a time crunch, like, oh, how fast can they get ready?
Yeah.
If it's, like, we actually need to go and it's not a leisurely, like, oh, we've got an hour mm-hmm. before we have to be somewhere, that kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
That makes complete sense. And when I think about traveling and stuff, and, like, with a person, well, I have not done this, guys, so I'm really talking out of my ass here, but I just imagine it as, like, the Lizzie McGuire movie. Where yeah. I'm going to find my palo, but instead he's not going to be trying to, like, you know, do some deceit or whatever.
Fraud.
Yeah, exactly. It's not going to be a fraudster, but yeah. It's still like, okay, this is so fun. And are you guys excited for Tokyo?
Yes, we're so excited. I feel like this time around, I am doing like a decent amount of the planning, but I feel like also leaving kind of space to go with the flow, because I feel like especially in a country where we don't speak the language like at all for the most part, like we need to leave like in between spaces, and especially like for jet lag, like I don't want to be like, no, we need to go to this cafe, we need to go to this shopping, we need to go to this store, like all this stuff. Like I feel like it's a good in between this time.
And Matt's running a full marathon?
Yeah, so that's the other thing. I don't want to be like, so I have this whole jam-packed itinerary for you the day after your marathon.
When all he wants to do is probably just, like, lay in different places. You guys should go to a spa or something.
Yeah, we should.
But I will say, I was going to be like, oh, it's probably going to be cheap. No, I'm pretty sure Japan is on the, like, expensive side.
It's honestly not too bad. It was funny because after we booked our trip last summer, I kept reading all these things about how Copenhagen is, like, the most expensive city in Europe, and I was like...
What? Did you feel it?
Yes, it was so expensive.
Really?
Like, I think the cheapest meal that we had was, like, on... We got, like, burgers or something, and it was, like, over $30. I was
for
like...
For a burger?
Like for both of us, but still.
But still, like, you can get...
For your cheap meal, I'm like, okay.
Yeah, you can get two burgers and a side of fries at McDonald's for $10, I think, because sometimes McDonald's, you know, does a little sus stuff.
Yeah, I've heard their prices have keep going up.
Yeah, but that's, if you order from the dollar menu, though, even though I can only eat fries from there, but the dollar menu slaps. Switching gears, as much as I would love to talk about you and Matt, because you two are, you guys are one of my favorite couples, and not just because I've seen you guys from, like, friends to lovers. It's, oh, guys, they're really cute. One of the things that Sydney and I bond over the most is pop culture. So, for this episode, we have to talk about award season. What the heck's going on in the world? Before we start talking about award season, though, Sydney made sure that she wanted us to talk about this on the pod. So, we're going to do it. Super Bowl. And the complete insanity that was surrounding Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift, Usher... it was the most streamed or watched, like, thing in television history.
And the celebrities that were there, everyone and their mother was there.
Kim, Ariana Grande went outside.
Yeah. The trailer for Wicked was it was one of the first commercials. I was like...
That's smart of them. And it's coming out Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah.
How did you feel about the entire, like, hoopla that is... what's their ship name? Do we have a ship name for Travis and Taylor?
Oh, trailer? I thought you were talking about Ariana and SpongeBob. I was like, Tina, I don't think anyone's come up with a ship name for them. I think they're being boycotted.
Not SpongeBob and Ariana, Travis and Taylor. Like, what's your hot take on just the... This is literally a moment that will live on forever in pop culture history, whether you love them or hate them, because they're always being talked about.
No, everyone was like, it's High School Musical. And I was like, okay, true. But also, I don't know.
Oh, she's got a hot take coming. She's trying to phrase it.
I feel like I get the people, like, really like them and they want to be happy for them. But I'm like, at some point, like, what can we be talking about still? Like... Why? What is so exciting? Every little thing they do, someone's like, oh my gosh, did you see the way she looked at him? I'm like, that is what people do when they like each other. I don't know what else to say. And I don't know.
I agree with you, though, because I will admit that at the beginning, I was a hater, especially because everyone was asking me, Tina, how do you feel about Travis dating Taylor? Because y'all know I love that man.
She is a big fan.
Yeah, not as much anymore because he's been doing a little bit of stuff. I was like, oh, I thought I had a big ego. I think that man also might have a little bit of an ego. Said with love, by the way, out of respect. That you can tell. There are some people who just love attention. I am one of them, and so is Travis. And I think Taylor is too, and that's nothing wrong with it. But the fact that I am getting at least 3 news notifications every day about one of them is eating me alive. I'm like, if a guy ends things with me, or if I end things with some guy, I'll either unfollow them, block them, or mute them so I don't see their stuff. Mm-hmm. I cannot mute Taylor and Travis. No. I am so jealous of her, and I hope they are so happy together. But what the heck, man? It's so hard.
No, literally, like, every single public appearance, I'm like, okay.
Another
one. Or they're like, it'll be like, Travis says he has something, like, special planned for Taylor for Valentine's Day. Good.
It's Valentine's Day. He better.
Yeah, he should. Like, she just won Album of the Year. Like, he better.
Get her something nice. Or when it was her birthday. Yeah. Oh, Travis can't make it because of football. Yeah, because he's got a job. A lot of people do. But he has something planned specially for her. Once again, he better.
Yeah, good.
These are obvious things. I will say, though, the only thing about the Super Bowl, I was rooting for the Niners because I am an Eagles fan. And I just did not want, I love the Kelce family, but I was like, my ego was hurt. And I'm bitter and I did not want, and I'm petty. Mm-hmm. I just didn't want the Chiefs to win this time. I did see Travis's little run-in with his coach that I love Andy Reid with all of my heart. I wish he would come back to Philadelphia. I don't know, man. Something about that kind of just rubbed me the wrong way.
Yeah. Poor Andy. That's all I have to say. He could have, like, made it such a big scene, but he was just standing there looking so, like...
just like, what the hell's going on? And what was it? Travis was taken out for one play.
Yeah. And then when he got the mic at the end when they won and he had the trophy and he was shouting, Viva Las Vegas, I said, I have never gotten the ick so fast in my life. And then they panned to Taylor and she was just like giving the most, like she was trying to smile. You could tell she was just like.
She was like, oh, that's my man. I got to support him through everything.
But she's like, ooh, this little cringe.
Oh, he's that. Oh. You know what? I do not play sports, and I can only imagine how intense, like, the stress is. And also, you know, once you get so close to, like, the championship of any game, that's when you're going to be, like, a little bit of a dick to other players or the other team or whatever. So I wouldn't say he's the worst. He's not a bad person. But I'm like, baby boy, no yelly at your coachy like that.
That's a little bit of a bad move, but...
That was a little scary.
I can get where Tina's coming from because she did come to one of my kickball team's games, like, last spring. And the way she was making fun of the other players, I said, this is, like, intermediate? Is that the right term?
Yeah.
Intermediate kickball. Like, we are just
here. Oh, intramural kickball. Intramural.
Yeah, intramural.
Kickball. And yeah, I was heckling bad. I told one guy, I was like, it's okay, babe. Just keep walking. You don't need to run. You're getting out anyway.
No, every play, Tina was so mean. And then we're like, Tina, it's not that serious.
And so at other times I would say to the other team, like, guys, it's okay. This is all in good fun. But, like, I really can't wait to watch you lose.
You'd be like, let's pick it up.
Yeah. All right. To one of our friends, I said, run, you're Egyptian. That means you've got African blood. Move faster. I said, you can do this.
You really did something at that game.
Hey.
The people who didn't know you, they knew you after that game for sure. Like, when the people are like, whose friend is this? And half of us were like, ours.
Yeah, don't worry. Guys, I'm telling you, if you need a heckler, I got you. One thing I am is a supportive ass friend.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing about the Super Bowl, and this will go into, like, award season and whatnot, Usher.
Yes.
I thought Usher did absolutely phenomenal.
No notes. Except for at the beginning, I feel like his mic could have been a little louder. Like, I feel like it was a little quiet, and then they fixed it or something when him and Alicia started going.
Don't mind me. I'm just switching our little light thingies.
No problem.
I was surprised that he brought out... Okay, I'm not surprised that he brought out Alicia Keys, but I was like, what the... The slow part was like, okay. Oh, no. Sorry, I'm going to rewind this. I was the most surprised when he brought out her.
Her, yeah.
Her, I was like, this is wild.
I love her, and I just didn't know what her looked like. So I didn't know it was her. Like, like everyone was like, who is this? And I was like, I don't know, but she's slaying. And then I was like, wait, like everyone was talking about it after and they were like, that was her. And I was like, what?
You were like, what, her as in her or just like her? And it's like, yeah, it's her as in her. But when it comes to like performances like that, me and Sydney were also so geeking and texting each other when the Grammys were happening.
Yeah.
Award show, what is your relationship overall with award show season?
I feel like I just grew up watching them. Like, I would get so excited when they would come on. I feel like it started with like the Teen Choice Awards, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, those were so fun back in the day. Like, seeing who of your favorite people, like, got slimed. Like, it was just so fun.
Seeing who got slimed, I remember, like, Kids' Choice Awards was always around my birthday. So mm-hmm. I would always be like, okay, I need to watch. Like, even if I have a party, it has to be before or after the Kids' Choice Awards because that night I know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And then, like you said, Teen Choice Awards, and then it goes to, like, Billboard Awards, or I don't think the Webbies are streamed, but it's like so many, the Grammys. Mm-hmm. I always just love seeing how people celebrate like the art of culture and how, like, even with the Oscars that are coming up later this month, it's like the amount of films that came out that were so wickedly incredible this year. You had Barbie, you had Oppenheimer, which I honestly think is going to take. Not, like, I think Barbenheimer is going to completely destroy everything as far as the Oscars go.
A lot of them, for sure, yeah.
But also when it comes to award show season, even with all the celebrations, there's always the snubs. Mm-hmm. And there's always someone who's calling out someone else. Mm-hmm. Last year at the Oscars, we had the Will Smith, Chris Rock fiasco. Was that a year ago?
I feel like that was, like...
Was it 2 years ago?
I feel like it has to be two at this point. I don't know. But I feel like people are going to be talking about that forever.
Yeah, because it still feels like it happened yesterday.
Yeah. Like, Will Smith, I'm sorry. That is going to haunt you to the grave.
Oh, no, he's not coming out of that. And then you also have, like, Jay-Z, who was calling out the Grammys. You know what? I don't even think this is a hot take. Everyone was saying how weird the speech was. And while I agree, it was a little counterintuitive because he was accepting a speech while he was calling out the Grammys. So many people are trying to spin it onto Taylor Swift. Like, oh, he's calling out Taylor Swift. I'm like, babes, he is not talking about her, not at all. Like, I did not think it was a Kanye moment of when he was trying to take away her flowers at the VMAs. I think Jay-Z was single-handedly just trying to stick up for his wife because they don't really speak much to the public like that. Besides a good thank you.
Yeah.
So that was his way of saying, y'all, she's the most decorated person. And if she has all these awards, why is she not good enough to be celebrated for an entire body of work that she's done?
Yeah, and it just goes back to years. Like, it's not just this loss. Like, it's, like, every single one that's happened before.
Mm-hmm. Like, when she lost...
It's not just Taylor that she's lost to. It's everyone else.
She's, like, lost to Harry. Who else did she lose to? Oh, I looked this up. I can't even think about it right now. Literally, it just, like, boils my blood. But what was your thought when you were seeing him, like, call people out?
I mean, I was like, it kind of makes sense. Like, I don't know. I feel like he was like, oh, sorry. Like, I just speak the truth when I get nervous. I'm like, okay.
That took me out. I fully was thinking to myself, oh, Jay, you done did it now. You done did it now.
I'm like, you should have just not said that. And then when they panned to Beyonce, she was just sitting there like.
She had a look on her face like, I love this man so much, but I just wish he would shut the fuck up
exactly.
Right now.
Exactly. But I thought everything he said was valid. I was like, okay, I don't know.
Yeah, it was like the facts are still there. Mm-hmm. And there's so many people who get snubbed and whatnot. Like, for example, how for the Oscars, Barbie is getting snubbed for original screenplay.
Mm-hmm.
And instead I'm pretty sure they're in the category for best adaptation. I'm actually going to look it up right now because I don't want to speak out of my ass because someone will, in fact, call me out. And the reason why I say they will call me out is because I misspelled something on one of the Instagram posts, and I had, like, four people reach out to me. So I'm like, okay, got it.
That's how you know they're real ones, though. They're paying attention.
I need y'all to keep me accountable, so keep doing it. But, yeah, so Barbie, it was nominated for Best Adapted Screenplay.
Mm-hmm.
But there's been so many Barbie movies. like cartoon wise.
Yeah.
But never a real life on like in cinemas type of Barbie movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I have never seen Barbie becomes a doctor. Barbie doesn't become a self-aware feminist.
Yeah.
Like that's a completely different screenplay than anything that we've seen growing up.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like I'm the most sad that the director isn't nominated.
Greta Gerwig.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because she created a whole new, she created a moment in pop culture that so many little girls will watch for forever.
Mm-hmm. And, like, even, like, it was an experience. Like, I went to it with you. Like, people go to it with their friends. People go to it with their moms. Like, it was just, like, such a moment for, like, women, like, across the globe to go to. Like, I don't know. Like, this just, she, yeah, created, like, a whole opportunity and experience.
And, I mean, I remember, I'm pretty sure I was, like, I had tears in my eyes, and they were just slowly falling while watching the movie. And that's just the only reason why I sometimes love going to the movies alone, because I can just be in a little corner by myself, make sure no one's sitting next to me, and I can just sob by myself. But it was such a beautiful movie. And I'm looking at, I don't know if you've watched any of these, because I don't think I've watch them yet, because I always try to watch every film that's nominated for Best Picture. Mm-hmm. I got that idea from my friend Sophie. But there's American Fiction, Anatomy of a Fall, Barbie, which we've both watched, The Holdovers, Killers of the Flower Moon, which I heard was really good, Maestro, which has Bradley Cooper. I don't know if he, I think, directed Maestro, but still didn't even get, like, a Best Director nomination. Oppenheimer, I fell asleep an hour into Oppenheimer, so I have to rewatch it. Did you watch it?
No, I still haven't watched it, but I think it's coming on a streaming service soon, so I think I'll watch it.
It better, because what's it called? I think the Academy, like, people who vote, they have, I read it somewhere that there's, like, 10,000 people who vote. So it's like, babes, y'all better start getting those where they need to be.
They got to pick it up.
They got to pick it up, because they ain't going to get no vote if they wait too long. And then, because, like, Barbie's now on Max.
Yeah.
And then the other three are Past Lives, Poor Things, and The Zone of Interest.
I really want to see Past Lives. I've heard that's the movie where, like, everyone ends it, and, like, if you don't cry, it's like,
it's like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah. Like, everyone says it's, like, it changes, like, your outlook on life. I'm like, okay.
My outlook of life has already changed based off of the episodes of Vampire Diaries I've watched. I don't need to, that show,
it has shaped you enough.
Yes, it really, there's a death every other episode. And then one of them comes back to life. And if you are upset with me that I just spoiled Vampire Diaries for you, it wasn't even really a spoil. Like, this,
It's been out for years.
Yeah, it came out in, I think, 2010.
Yeah.
Y'all should have watched it by now. But, yeah. Okay, so Past Lives, I will make sure that I'm watching it alone in my bedroom.
Yeah, don't see it with a friend.
Okay.
Just, it needs to be a little self-couch time night.
I will literally, knowing me, I'll just sob for, like, an hour. And then the next morning, I'm going to, like, wake up and I'm still going to have, like, not welted, but, you know, like, swollen eyes. But that's when you know it's a really good movie.
That is how you know.
When you feel it in your soul, you're like, yeah, that's great. As we are starting to wrap up, though, Sydney, I want to know, what's your favorite pop culture moment ever?
Ever? Oh, I feel like I have, like, so many, like, quote-unquote Roman empires of, like, pop culture moments. But I'm trying to think of one at the top of my head. I don't know. Do you have one?
I would say, it just because Super Bowl was just happened, the Coldplay Super Bowl with when Bruno and Beyonce came out, I feel like that was the biggest shock to people. Because don't get me wrong, I love Beyonce's performance. I loved Shakira and J-Lo's halftime performance. Like, those ones live in my head a lot, too. But that Coldplay one was like, ooh, that hit, like, well. And a pop culture moment that's on the sadder side is when Michael Jackson passed away. I feel like almost everyone kind of knows where they were when they got that news.
Yeah.
So I remember I was playing outside, and then I came in. My parents were just sitting, watching CNN, and I was like, oh, gosh. And it was like, no more outside time. Like, we're mourning the death of a loved one.
You're staying in for the rest of the evening.
Yep. We ain't going outside today. No, thank you. But what would you say yours is? You could have multiple.
One that comes to the top of my head, I think, is Ariana Grande's Thank You Next music video. Just how she had so many cameos and how she literally, like, the whole, music video is just her going through different,
like, stages of her life.
Yeah, and, like, literal, like, Y2K, like, movies. Like, mm-hmm. She just played so many different roles and, like, she had Mean Girls, like, obviously, and then, like, she had, like, Troye Sivan make a cameo. Like, she had Kris Jenner.
Yeah.
Which was, like, so crazy. And she had a lot of her friends, too. Like, I feel like that, I remember I was, like, out of the country, and I, like, was on a trip where I, like, couldn't use my phone. And as soon as I got back to the U.S. and I had service, I was, like, that is the first thing I'm doing. I'm not texting anyone. I'm going on YouTube and watching this music video. Because she was teasing it so strongly. Like, she was, like, all the little clips, I was so excited.
And all the clues. See, that's when it's good marketing.
Yeah.
You know? Because
the build up.
Mm-hmm. Because then you have, it goes back to kind of the Super Bowl commercials and everything. Like, Beyonce said, okay, they're ready. Drop the music for that Verizon commercial. And I was working at the bar that for the Super Bowl. And all of a sudden, me and this girl, we can't hear what Beyonce's saying. Mm-hmm. All we're like, because they had a DJ. So me and her, never met this girl in my life. We're just holding each other's hands and being like, oh my gosh, and just jumping up and down. Had no idea. And she was like, I'm going to go on Reddit and figure out what's happening. I said, okay, let me know. Drops the music. We start listening to each other. The Dunkin' Donuts commercial with Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
Tom Brady being in there, I mean, it makes sense because, like, he a New England Patriot for so long. I was like, that was wild. Matt Damon. And then, of course, J-Lo. It's like, those are, this is when, like, my marketing, like, my marketing cells start tingling as I get so excited.
I also have another one that just came to my head. I feel like Lorde's performance of Yellow Flicker Beat, I think it was at the MTV Music Awards.
Okay, what year?
It was, like, I think it was, like, 15, 16.
Okay.
It was, like, for The Hunger Games, like, the one of their movies. Mm-hmm. And if you know anything about me, I'm a big Hunger Games stan. Like, I could watch those movies on repeat for the rest of my life and be completely happy. But her performance, that performance shaped me, I swear. Like, that, I think, is my Roman Empire. I love Lorde, also.
I just started watching it, and I see exactly what you're talking about. I'm, like, going through YouTube, just, like, going, you know,
clicking
buffing.
Through, yeah.
And I'm like, oh, this was a deep cut. That's from 2014.
That's 11 years ago.
That's crazy. Dang.
Lorde, you shaped my life 11 years ago.
That's wild.
That song is so good, too.
Guys, if you ever want to just talk about pop culture moments with us, please hit both of us up.
Let us know your favorite, too.
guys, please DM the account. I'll post them. Just let me know what your favorite pop culture moments are, what your Roman empires are. Sydney, before you go, and before I let you, like, plug where people can find you, what is one piece of advice or thing that we might have not gotten to that you'd want to say to the In Your 20s community?
I feel like going back to what I said earlier about, like, FOMO, like, I feel like when you get to a certain, like, certain age, I sound like I'm, like, 50.
I mean, we're about to be 26, Sydney.
When you get to a certain age.
we're about to be closer to 50 than, you know, one.
Yeah. I feel like it's just important to kind of do things that you want to do. Like, it's less about going to something just because you think, I don't know, like, it'll make a lot of people happy. Like, if you don't want to go or if you just want to stay in, like, I feel like more people are okay with that now. Like, I feel like in college, people would have been like, no, like, you can't stay in. You have to come out. And now if you're like, I want to stay in, people are like, honestly, me too. Like,
yeah.
Like, I don't know.
It's me too. Or, okay, like, thanks for letting us know. We'll catch you at the next thing.
Yeah.
Because, like, I remember I was getting invited to, like, go to the Mirage a couple times. And now people just stopped asking me because I kept saying no. I'm like, thank you.
Yeah.
Stop putting me in this position. I'm not going to go.
You're like, you get it.
Yeah. I was like, don't ask me to go to an EDM concert. I'm not going to. And if I were to go, I wouldn't be a good time. So Yeah. Everyone, chill out.
No, I feel like, for example, like, you're all going to the, like, hockey thing next weekend. Mm-hmm. And I respectfully declined because I was like, okay, like, it's, like, a little bit more money than I would want to spend. And it's outside. I know I'm going to, if it's cold, I know I'm going to be crabby. Like, I'm saying no for me and for everyone else because I would just not be a good vibe to be with.
She's doing us, Sydney's doing us a service by not going, but it's fine because we're still going to hang out with her after.
Yeah.
So it works out beautifully. Sydney, thank you so, so much for coming on the show. I love you so much. And I'm so happy this finally happened.
Yes, me too. Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. And before you go, you need to plug where people can find you or if there's anything in general that you want to plug. Now's the time to do it.
Yeah, for sure. I feel like the only social media that I really use is my Instagram, which is SYDNEYYSNELL. So just my full name with another Y after Sydney. I also do have a food account.
Yes.
So if people want to give me some food recommendations or if you want to see what I've been eating, it's Sid Stays Snacking. I think it's with a G, Sid Stays Snacking.
I'll also have it in the show notes so you guys can totally go and search. She has some Copenhagen foods, mm-hmm. Stockholm foods. She's going to have Tokyo foods in there,
Tokyo
too.
Yeah, Tokyo content is, I'm ready.
Oh, I'm so hyped for you. Sid, thanks again for coming on. And guys, thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of In Your 20s. If you enjoyed today's episode, please, one, share it with your friends. Who knows? Maybe one of your friends will come on the show. Follow us on Instagram and TikTok. That's at In Your 20s, 20s with a Y-S, not an I-E-S. Leave us a review, follow us, do whatever. Thank you guys so much again for listening. My name is Tina with an H, and I'll catch you in a couple Wednesdays. Bye!